It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
I'm not sure what should happen, but something's gotta happen. There has to be some sort of accountability, some sort of punishment for a college professor in Mankato with regards to something that they said on Facebook. And I'd love to get reaction from people at 651-461-9226. This is in the news because Republican Representative Brad Finstad said this week that political science professor at Minnesota State Mankato, Kevin Parsnell, well, he accused the professor of advocating in support of the assassination of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, end quote. Finstad, whose district contains Mankato, called for the university's leadership to demand for Parsnell's resignation in a letter dated Tuesday and posted on Facebook. So he wants him to resign. Now, the professor on Friday said his comments were not meant to be serious. They were posted in a private group and taken out of context by people he called, quote, cancel culture advocates, but from the right. So now, let me lay out what happened here. The professor commented on a friend's Facebook post after the killing of Mr. Thompson in New York on December the 4th. A post by a friend of the professor said, quote, how long do we really need to look for Brian Thompson's killer? Is today good enough? Or do they need to look tomorrow? Okay. The professor then replies and says, quote, it's going to be disappointing if he's a one-off killer instead of a serial killer. He would say to the Star Tribune by phone last Friday afternoon that he was not being serious. Quote, it was a private chat room with a relatively limited group of people that contained primarily sarcastic, dark humor. What I said was not meant as anything serious, and somebody went primarily facetious, a sarcastic, dark humor. What I said was not meant as anything serious, and somebody went out of their way and targeted me, and that got forwarded to the representative, who I believe understands facetiousness. All right, so he then acknowledged his comment was an insensitive statement and said he was not advocating for anyone's assassination or curtailing the investigation into Thompson's killing, he added in a Facebook message. He would then end by saying this: "It was meant to be about the larger social media reaction to the crime, which I believe reflects public frustration with the health insurance industry and the countless tragic stories of denied health care. Representative Finstad should spend his time addressing that crisis instead of being a cancel culture activist." Okay, so let me say this. First off, I think that we all want our representatives, as they're representing us and representing the different communities that they represent, to be about the business of doing their job for their constituents. We get that. So to the professor, you're not telling anybody anything when you say that, okay? You acting as though, by him calling you out, that it's some sort of injustice to his constituents is laughable, number one. Number two, what the hell does that have to do with you being out of pocket? You can be pissed off and you can be mad at the GOP rep all you want. It has nothing to do with what you said. Going back to the comment, and it's your reply. You said it's going to be disappointing if he's a one-off killer instead of a serial killer. Like, there's no other simple or plain way for me to say this. But then that is such a disrespectful, disgusting, insensitive comment that you made, and you've agreed that it was insensitive. But, like, what part of saying that is funny? Because I think that a lot of times, Lindsay, people will say, well, I meant to just be facetious, or I was tracking a joke. I wasn't being serious. Nobody actually was taking me serious. Why the hell would you say something stupid like that? Like in such a moment, in the way that we live in society right now, like, there's nothing funny about that.
No.
Like, you can say it's sarcastic. What?
Since that comes off so well over technology, right? Since we read each other so well in the text messages and nothing gets lost in translation, not even the all caps, right? Like, it's the fact that there's the lack of accountability. There's an arrogance there, that the fact that you would put it out there and not expect to get in trouble. Like, you're a public figure, technically, in a different sense than what we usually define it as. But you're a professor. You're supposed to be a place where people of all walks and creeds can go and feel like they can connect with you. They can ask you questions. Don't even want to say feel safe, because I know how some people feel about that word. But I don't understand that. And as you said, the moving of the goal. Well, this is a cancel culture thing. This has nothing to do with me. This is a ha ha funny joke. In what reality? Truthfully,
I don't. I mean, for that to be the comeback tells me you just don't get it. Like, you don't get it.
He hasn't taken his harassment training to heart, because they talk about intention versus impact all the time.
Well, let's be honest. They haven't taken accountability for the fact that they said something that was so out of pocket.
Right.
Like he sits there and says, yeah, it was insensitive. I don't think you get how insensitive it is.
Mm-hmm.
For a person's brain to even process something and then reply about such a, like, when we talk about context matters, you understood what occurred in society. You understood there's a way that you could be frustrated at the machine,
mm-hmm,
right? And be frustrated with healthcare and people getting their claims. That you could be pissed off as hell at all of that, but not make this type of comment.
That's an inside thought, sir. That's an inside thought.
And even with it being an inside thought, like, something's wrong with you.
Not here to police thoughts. I'm sure there's plenty of stuff. You don't put it out there. There's now just certain things you don't put out there.
So now we want serial killers in society? Is that what the professor's wanting? Help me out, Professor. What are we doing here?
This guy has too much purge inspiration.
This is my question to the listening audience, though. 651-461-9226. This is my question to you, and this is a very serious question. What should be the punishment here? Because I'm going to say this. As much as I hate that this professor went there, do I think that they should be fired? No, I don't think that they should be fired. This is you should be suspended without pay from your job for, let's say, a week. I think that that will be good enough. Like, you learn the lesson, you're suspended without pay for a week, but do I think that this professor should be fired? I don't think they should be fired. Unless there's, like, a bunch of stuff in the professor's background.
This is the last straw.
That screams up, yeah, mm-hmm. dude, you're doing way too much. But I don't know that. I don't know the entire background of this professor. So I would say 1 week, docked pay and being admonished by the school. And I guess probably do like an official statement where you're openly apologizing on behalf of your behavior. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great start.
So you say no firing?
I don't think it's firing.
No, this is
like a public shunning type of thing.
But it can't be a start. You gotta say this is what we're doing and then we're moving on. It can't be. We can't do.
But that's the public facing accountability. Like, the fact that you go and say something like this screams to me, we need further elongated work that we're not always going to be privy to. But there is a damage control thing to do. And then there's further work needed in some sort of sensitivity training, what have you. But I'm there with you. It's not a fireable offense.
Yeah.
But you should be publicly shunned.
Yeah.
You should people should be like, what the hell are you doing?
Yep. Let's take a phone call. 651-461-9226. I'd love to get people's reactions on this. And look, maybe you think that he should be fired. I am not there yet with regards to that. I just think that, you know, when you look at this, something should be done. It shouldn't be just a simple like, I said this and it was insensitive, whatever. I think there's something more should be done with regards to this. Now, and I was looking at the statement earlier. It was not endorsed clearly. Like, Mankato's president says that they didn't, that this personal Facebook account, they didn't endorse it. And then they went on to say the president said, I want to make it clear that I denounce all messages that condone violence of any kind. Minnesota State Mankato's president is Edward Inch. That's what they said. He said the university plans to host campus conversations in the spring on speech limits and responsibilities. I mean, I think that they should say a little bit more about the situation.
In the spring, I suppose it's winter break pretty much right on top of their finals. So maybe that's it. I guess.
Yeah. Let's take a phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Henry. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
I'm okay. I'm going to go with something Lindsay said earlier in your discussion having to do with the lack of accountability. And now I'm going to throw a broad blanket with which you may disagree. But we haven't had this kind of crap, at least in my lifetime, prior to social media. These people spout off, say whatever they want with anonymity, impunity, and I guarantee you, there are things that they say online or in their social media.
Yep.
That if you'd go down to the local VFW and say the same thing, you'd walk home with some teeth missing.
Yep.
And that's the problem. Now, we're not going to get rid of the social media, I'm sure.
No, that's not happening. No.
I've never been engaged in it, but quite honestly, if it disappeared tomorrow, it wouldn't bother me one darn bit because I'm going to have a cold beer and a hot dinner tomorrow anyway.
Yep.
But it does give these people some false empowerment, and they say stupid things, and then they quit thinking about what their position may be or how it may affect their job or et cetera, you know, even as a politician or anything else. It just makes them stupid.
What do you think should be the punishment for what this professor did? Do you agree with the 1 week off from work and they don't get that paycheck for that week, or do you think? I mean, you don't think that they should be fired, right?
No, and I'm not in that position. And you know, to tell you the honest truth, Henry. The guy did it with social media and disregard to it. He was just plain stupid. Quite honestly,
yep.
I don't give a damn. I really don't care what happens to him.
Yep.
If they slap his pee-pee or take away his paycheck, or I don't care. It's just stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Lindsay loved the pee-pee crack.
Slap his pee-pee. It's just so out of pocket, Jeff. I love it. Thank you so much for calling us. I appreciate you.
But this is the thing. I think that one of the things that saddens me about us in society nowadays is that we fall so prey to doing dumb stuff. Like, I think part of my flaw as a human being is that I don't always get numb to stuff. Like when we hear about shootings, I'm not numb to the shootings. When people say the most ridiculous comments, I don't get numb to it. Like, I don't want to say that every time something stupid, I hear something stupid or see something stupid, I'm appalled. Like, I'm not saying that. I'm not outraged by every single thing. I'm just kind of like looking like, is this what we're really doing? I just don't get it.
Are you for real? Is this serious? But yeah. We talk about the erosion of the social contract, right? Like that there's so much public violence that is out there, whether that's from a systemic point of view, from an individual point of view. I mean, that's really the main story about Luigi and Brian Thompson, which is a separate story from this. But there's more than just not acting the right way. It's treating people the right way. Even during this time of the season, just think of how many retail workers get somebody yelling at them because their wrapping isn't ready right away. Like that's so right. The emboldenedness from social media that just allows us to blow past that stop sign. And then I think it's also a mix with a little bit of that COVID trauma that so many of us had to endure, not being able to do what we wanted. That was that's a very humbling experience for a lot of people. And a lot of people aren't reacting the right way still.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. I'm with you. Hey, coming up next, let's get to Bite of the Night. We've got that next year on The Lake Show.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
All right, so the bite of the night involves Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter, who is going to be a top 2 pick in the National Football League draft, star wideout and cornerback at the University of Colorado, and this year's Heisman Trophy winner. He went off because he's upset because his fiance. And her name, I think, is Lena Lene or Lena Lena.
So, that sounds correct. I know it's alliterative and it's two L's.
Yeah. All right. So she's Travis Hunter's fiance. And she's facing backlash because people have put some stuff out there on social media. They've seen videos of her acting maybe out of sorts. And everybody's got a comment about, I mean, we all have comments about whoever, right? Via video that we see. We give our reactions. We give our opinions, whatever. I mean, I'm paid to give my opinion. I think everybody has a right to give their opinion, whatever. But at the same time, there's a certain things that is hard to judge on the outside. So it's really hard for me to judge their relationship from the outside. It's hard for me to have a strong take, and I say strong take because I've never met the woman before, okay? I can have a take just to have a take. People have takes on everything. I'll probably have takes on a picture of a donut I've never tasted before, and I won't have a strong opinion on it until I actually taste the damn donut, right?
It's you being reasonable, Henry. Yeah. Appreciate that.
All right, so I can have an opinion. Everybody out there listening can have an opinion, but we don't truly know unless we meet the people or know kind of the ins and outs of their relationship. Well, Travis Hunter was defending her. Earlier, I think he was doing like a Twitch, a stream or something like that. Or
he's always streaming.
Yeah, he's a streamer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had this to say earlier defending his fiance.
I was at my papa's shop. We was talking about my family. What was they going to do while I was in there signing stuff? I had all my family there. And that's why she did. That's why she said she's going to stay there so they can get stuff. That's why she said she's going to sit there so they can get stuff, have fun there. She wanted to go back. They wanted to go back. Some of them wanted to go back to the hotel. Some of them didn't. Y'all trying to make everything. Y'all want everything for clicks. Like, stop that. That's crazy. Like, y'all hate on me, and then y'all go and hate on my girl. Like, bro, I feel the same pain that she feel. We're inseparable, bro. We with each other. Like, she hurting, of course I'm going to be hurting. If I'm hurting, of course she going to be hurting. Like, y'all, come on, bro.
So that's the gist of it. That's the gist of it. You can tell he's very in his emotions. He's frustrated. He's sounding off. You guys get the gist of where his mindset was. He was upset. He was ticked off because we're attacking her. Okay? We are attacking her. And this is the part where it's like the family part of it, they become, they're not off limits. Okay? At that particular point. And I'm not saying that this is in bounds, that we should be attacking his fiance. That's not my point. What I'm saying is that in these particular times, with the coverage of partners and girlfriends and all that stuff, whatever, we can overanalyze. But one of the things that came up earlier that Lindsay asked me, after seeing people be outraged, she says, how big of a red flag is it when your chosen partner isn't excited for you in your big moments? How much of a red flag is it when your girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever it is, when you accomplish something, you get the sense that they're not there? They're not overly excited for you, that they're joyous for you, for somebody that you allegedly you love, that you care about, that they are not like in that moment expressing joy for you. How much of a red flag is that? 651-461-9226. And I say that because I didn't realize it until you said that to me. Mm-hmm. I went and looked back at the announcement again when he won the Heisman. Because the initial reaction I saw was when Deion hugged him and Shador. But there's an angle where it shows his fiance, after the announcement, she didn't stand up.
Deion had to, like, coax her to stand up as he's hugging Travis Hunter's mother.
Yes. So everybody is right there standing up, and they're clapping, and they're, like, excited for him. They're expressing joy. And the fiance doesn't even stand up. And then Deion has to be like, hey, you know, I need you to get up. She gets up, and I got to be honest with you, Lindsay. I thought that was a red flag.
It
was a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I said, maybe I'm reading too much into this. So then I go and I see this video of where he's signing autographs for people in a hotel lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sitting down and she's actually looking like she's annoyed. And I was like, I'm not a body language expert, but
most communication it's non-verbal.
Looks a little shaky. And then there was a
post-game clip. Did you see that one of them walking off the field and she's clearly not happy with him about something, talking to some group of people? And again, body language, we're reading the signs. We don't know what's being said. I don't care how many lip readers try to break it down for me on TikTok. But
what is that from?
That's from a post game recently. They're walking off the field. You know, he's got his kind of scuba suit on that he likes to wear under his helmet. And and she's walking with him. And I don't know if people caught it on audio. I don't know if people are just trying to lip read it. But it seems like she's upset with something that he did. And, you know, you're post game. You're not really sure who you're talking to, what you're doing. There's certainly a short list of things you're certainly not supposed to do. But interacting with fans is, I think, what he mentioned to her, what he was doing. But she was upset with that for some reason. And that's where she's not all there. The question is she there for the right reasons?
Yeah, which I think is.
And I want to be careful about asking that question, too, because there's tropes that get caught up in all of that with high level athletes with having those very public facing positions, even though it's just you're a partner of somebody.
All right. I want to continue this over into the next segment because I got some thoughts about this, because when I dug around and took a look more at her, it raised some questions. 651-461-9226. We'll get to your phone calls after weather next on The Lake Show.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
All right, so Travis Hunter, I'm going to say something. I'm not trying to start up anything or create any controversy. But one of the things that has come up with his girlfriend or fiance being under the microscope is that she's older than him. Okay? And people think that it is a money grab for her. That she doesn't truly love him. She's not into him like that. And it's all about the Benjamins. Well, let me say this about that specific part. We'll never know if that is indeed the deal, right? We don't know. But I'll say this. It does seem like it. It does seem like it. And the reason why I say it seems like it is because there was a video of her talking on, they were both streaming, and she said something about when they first met, she was like, I wasn't into him, I wasn't this, I wasn't that.
He wasn't my type.
He wasn't my type. She said all that, right? He's not my type, okay? Well, hold on. How did he magically become your type? So that's a tough one. He's not my type.
Maybe she needs a connection before she feels attracted to a person. That's a thing. That's demisexuality. That's a real thing.
No, I'm not saying that, but it just comes across.
Sure.
All right. She's not like massively out of his reach for age, right? Like she's 23, 24. He's 21.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to make that like a super big deal. I do question if she's genuine and authentic in terms of caring for him. Because it doesn't come across that way. And this is a bad thing to say with regards to athletes. But, and it's about athletes too. There's no other thing in life with regards to how I look at this. And it's wrong. It's just wrong for me to think this way. How do I put this? When I see athletes dating older women, it comes across as weird to me. Don't ask me why. It just comes across as weird.
I was just going to ask why.
I don't know. Like in entertainment, I don't find it weird. In just overall society, I don't find it weird. I don't find... This is the reason why I say this.
So we can unpack this, Henry.
This is the reason why I say this. Typically with athletes, you see one of two things. You will see them date or marry women younger than them, or their significant others will end up being women that they dated in college or like lifelong, like, you know what I'm saying? Like
the sweetheart pipeline.
Yes,
and
yes.
Then the partner as already a pro athlete, a public figure pipeline.
That's typically what you see. You don't typically see guy is 27 and his fiance or somebody, they're 30, 31, 33 or whatever, and then they hook. You don't typically see that. So it always comes across as a little bit weird to me. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing that you date, because I've always been attracted to older women. That's just been my thing, like my entire life. I probably didn't start dating people younger than me until, well, I know when this happened, 20 years ago. 20 years ago was when I actually started dating people that were younger than me. Before that, I was into women that were older than me. Period, point blank. But it seems, I don't know, I don't want to add that as a layer to this. It does kind of make it seem a little bit weird, like she's I'm not going to call her a gold digger. Like I said before, I don't know her at all. But you kind of get a little bit of, you're questioning her too.
Like absolutely. And that's where it's I try to really audit that type of reaction, because it's so easy to go into that trope of gold digger and to label those things, or you should be acting a certain way as somebody on the arm, because there's been backlash for Will Levis's girlfriend when he was getting drafted. I think her name was Gia Duddy, and how she was reacting. And I remember CeeDee Lamb, I'm not sure if he's still with that young lady that he was with on draft night, but she had a phone in her hand and he grabbed it. And I get it, like those nights are supposed to be about those young men. Right. There are certain moments where this is about you. But then when I see...
Yeah, the CeeDee Lamb thing was funny.
Right, it was funny. But that's where you have to be there for your people in those moments. Otherwise, I really question whether or not you're there for their people or just for their persona.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the world will make it about certain types of people all the time, but there's certain moments where there is no questioning how impactful it is for that person. For Travis Hunter to win a Heisman Trophy, you know, this is a kid that was going to FSU, decommitted, went to Jackson State, followed Dion, like they had the DMs between him and Shadur and all of that. It's a guy who's had a family that's gone through a lot of adversity.
And to put it in context, to be fair to her, they've been together 5 years.
Yep.
Okay, so I do want to mention that.
She didn't just show up.
Yeah, she didn't just show up. I do want to put that into context. They've been in a relationship for 5 years, and I think she's pregnant with twins.
Is she really?
Oh my goodness. I heard about that.
I haven't heard that last week. But if true, congratulations to them. But even for people that are athletes that have been dating the same person for a long time in high school, wherever, it would be really hard for me not to constantly audit my relationship as I moved through it, as I became bigger and bigger, just to make sure that people are around for the right reasons. I know that one of my dads, he's friends with a family member of a local professional athlete that doesn't play here but is from here, and they haven't been able to find that long-term partnership or commitment because they're not really sure how to gauge that out in public. Do you want me for me, or do you want me for my money, for my stature, for what I bring, what I've performed, right? Because there's a performance aspect to their personality, and then there's the person aspect of that personality. And so you just hope that people find people that truly care about them.
And let me say this. Maybe she's not pregnant. I thought I read that somewhere that she was pregnant, but I'm not seeing it anymore. So anyway.
Yeah. Regardless, we hope that they are in a happy, supportive partnership that brings each other's great attributes out from one another.
Yeah.
I just want that for everybody, because if not, it's hard to be a fully functioning human being that has control over their nervous system and everything else. And so you just wish nothing from the best, because the kid's a hell of a football player. Really matter.
It's a red flag, though, when you're receiving the biggest award in college football and your fiance doesn't stand up. Like, as a human being, your reaction, like, you know that you're in an award ceremony. Like, who doesn't stand up and congratulate?
It's one of the most recognizable awards in the world, like the legacy of it. You're invited every year, right?
Yeah, I just,
like, there's a jacket thing for all of them, right? Like, well, they all do the dinner before.
But she doesn't even have to know all that.
I know, yeah, and you're right. It shouldn't matter.
She doesn't have to know the history of it. I guess what I'm saying is that, like, you know where you're going. You're not going to Old Country Buffet. Like, you're going to an event, and you know what the outcome is. Somebody's going to win an award, and when your fiance wins the award, like, who doesn't stand up and congratulate them? That's just a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Anyway, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we will get into headlines. Headlines with Lindsey Brown. That's next year on The Lake Show. All right, let's dive into headlines here on The Good Neighbor. We got plenty of time to get into headlines, too. We usually don't get into headlines this early. We don't.
What?
No, we don't.
I thought we were running late.
No. We typically started around like 49-ish. So you got plenty of time.
Oh, my goodness. Lots of space to stretch out. Good thing I did extra prep tonight because I just didn't know how much I was going to get through. But a wide assortment of stories brought to you from plenty of news organizations. The first one coming from theindependent.com per Kelly Rissman. Headline reads, Trump's mass deportation plan could hurt the country more than the Great Recession. At least that's what the report says. President-elect Trump's campaign promise of sweeping deportations could result in severe economic fallout, devastating the economy even more than the Great Recession, according to a report by the Democrats in the Congressional Joint Economic Committee. Now, we have to take everything with a grain of salt and who's reporting on this, but it is certainly, I think, a fear for many Americans, especially since the American Immigration Council estimated that if the U.S. deported 1 million people each year until the country no longer had an undocumented population, it could lead to a 4.2% to 6.8% loss in GDP. To put this in context, the economy shrank by 4.3% during the Great Recession, the Democrats wrote, again, part of the Congressional Joint Economic Committee.
This is not a shock, though. Like we knew this leading up to the election, that and we can sit here and we can think about immigration all we want and being here legal. The bottom line is this. If you do deport as many people as they say that they want to, yes, that's going to impact our economy. There are lesser, I don't say lesser, there are jobs where the wages, I can't talk, are low that a lot of Americans don't want, mm-hmm. that immigrants are happily doing. Mm-hmm. It could be at your favorite hotel, cleaning up and making up your bed, like things like that, and way lesser jobs that people, and this is just an America thing, right? Because we're a capitalist society.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too good to work that job. Well, you know what? There are people in this country that they don't think like that, that I'm too good to work that job. They just want a job. And so think about some of these places that do employ these immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Donald Trump's not going to have these immigrants working for him with his businesses and properties?
Mm-hmm.
You best believe he is.
Well, and isn't the unemployment rate super low? I'm not a numbers person, and I'm not the most politically savvy person either, but if those jobs are open, and we're all going to have to work those jobs, everybody else already has two or three jobs in general. So are we just continually, we're going to put the kids to work. They yearn for the mines. We're going to make sure that nobody can retire. Like, that slack is going to have to be picked up. It's not just that it's open. It's a necessity, Henry.
Yeah, I just don't get what people are thinking with this.
Yeah.
Like, thinking, like, this is the greatest thing ever. Like,
we don't need you. Really?
There's a downside to it.
We don't need you. Like, anti-diversity. This is what it doesn't make sense to me from, like, a biological level. Because that's how you stay a healthy organism, whether that's an individual or an overall society. And the reason I know this is because there was an article last week that I was trying to get on these airwaves, but there's just too much going on about humans and Neanderthal relations way, 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 way back when. This comes from Palab Ghosh out of the BBC. I love a good BBC story, where they're saying, while a lot of early European humans were long seen as a species that successfully dominated after leaving Africa, new studies show that not only humans interbred with Neanderthals went on to thrive, while other bloodlines died out. So basically what they're saying, without Neanderthals coming into the bloodline, our ass would have been grass. We're not existing today as it is. The research for the first time pinpoints a short period of 48,000 years when Homo sapiens interbred with Neanderthals after leaving Africa, after which they went on to expand into the wider world. Homo sapiens had crossover from the African continent before this, but the new research shows that these populations before interbreeding did not survive. And what these Neanderthals' DNA brought into what now is known as modern humanity, it is all about their immune system. And so instead of having genes that are only fitting in these boxes, then all of a sudden a bad thing comes around and we don't know how to adapt because they had that diversity within their DNA, because that collaboration happened, we were able to overall survive as a species.
I got to be honest. You mm-hmm. lost me at Neanderthal.
Come on, Henry. We're learning about the origins of what we are.
You lost me at Neanderthal.
Come on. It's about the immune system. Without it, we're sick all the time. We can't survive. We're not here. No iPhones, Henry.
It's headlines.
Okay.
Like headlines.
This is a big deal. It's headlines from, you know, a couple million years ago. It's a big deal. Okay, it's not the most topical of topics. I get it. All right. How about this? We'll talk about Amazon and the Bezos. My absolute favorite Senate.
That's your favorite guy?
I despise.
You're a big J?
I despise him. I have to be quiet now, remember. Senate reports alleges Amazon rejected warehouse safety recommendations due to productivity concerns. The Senate report said Amazon launched an internal study in 2021 to determine the maximum number of times a warehouse worker could perform the same physical task without an increased risk of harm and potentially developing musculoskeletal disorders. They found the study. They found that the upper limit on repetitive movements, there was 1,940 per a 10-hour shift. That's how many times you're doing said physical work. The study recommended using software to implement breaks according to each worker's rate so they could maybe work in some micro breaks, making them mandatory for employees that worked above a maximum pace. Bezos and Amazon said, nope, we don't care about the study. We don't even care about the study that we did before that also told us maybe if we took care of the workers a little bit better, it would lead to overall better results. But the packages must be packed, Henry.
I think that most people get the sense, and I get the sense, that Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, people like that, they just don't give a damn about us.
Mm-mm.
Like they just give a damn about their bottom line and about making money. And that's one of the issues that I will always have with those type of people. Elon Musk, I don't even know what his net worth is nowadays. but it's
based in blood diamond money. This I know.
I can't deal with people like that, man. Like I just.
People worship them for taking advantage, for exploiting people to the degree that they are, because they get to go send rockets up into space instead of, I don't know, putting the money back into a helpful thing for people down here.
But he's worth $439 billion. He's worth $439 billion. I say this, and I know that some of you will be like, "What you what?" I don't like care about that. I don't respect a person because of how much money they have. Mm. I don't respect you based on the title that you have. Like, I don't respect Elon Musk more than a janitor. I don't. I respect people for who they are. I care about people for what they bring in terms of value to our world and to each other, sharing their gifts. Elon Musk is just a guy with a lot of money to me that I don't appreciate. Mm-mm. He ain't the only one. There's a lot of them like that. But I think that so many times we get wrapped up into the, like, how much money somebody has. It's like, how much money that you have? I don't get turned on by that. I really don't.
Yeah, me either. And the thing is, it's not like it's our money.
No, but I think the majority of people on planet Earth, though, are opposite, though. They do get in their feelings and emotional about how much money somebody has when they meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it'd be cool to meet some cool people in life, but I don't think that – maybe it's just other things about me, but I don't view Elon Musk as cool. When I know who he is, what he's about – and that he didn't create Tesla, that he didn't create a lot of stuff. Like, what's cool about him?
Right. I'm just pissed for Tesla because it feels like he's gotten screwed over multiple times. Right? We had the light bulb moment, and now we have the car thing. It's not even about him. We're using his name in vain, technically. Drives me nuts. And they drive me nuts. It's all about how do you treat people. If you treat people like they're dispensable, you're not my type of people.
Yeah.
I don't care. Even you could be one of those types, like way back in the day, Gilded Age era. When people had a ton of money, they at least would build theaters. They would start organizations. They would give back to the community because they knew that eventually those eyeballs are going to start turning around and look at Big Cash Mountain. We better make sure that we take care of these people in some way, shape, or form. Was it enough? No, but it was enough to keep people off their backs. And this new crop, there's no theater. There's no play. There's no any of that.
I'm cool on Bezos and all of... Zuckerberg, none of these people do anything for
political good whatsoever. I hear is they give $1 million to an inauguration fund and they make sure that their business and that you're having babies, make sure that their factories can be filled. That's what Musk's mom was saying on Fox News today.
Stupid.
Gross. Gross.
Gosh.
That's like all the headlines I totally have.
Is that it?
Pretty much, unless you want to talk about, you know, the Minnesota Vikings being the least rocky contender. But I don't think we have time for it, Henry.
No, we got through it all. We got through it all.
Okay.
All right. So speaking of which, the Minnesota Vikings are leading at this particular point. I can't go ahead and just mention that. They're leading 10-0. They actually made a mistake in which they forced Chicago to punt, but they roughed the kicker. Or ran into the kicker, whatever it is. I think it was a 5-yard variety. It was a 4th-and-4, so Chicago ended up getting the ball back. And now it looks like Chicago is going to be forced into a 3rd-and-long. They are in Minnesota Vikings territory, so hopefully after the top of the hour break, we can give you a positive update there. Speaking of the top of the hour break, we are there for that. And in the start of the final hour of the Lake Show, the death of Conan O'Brien's parents elicited a USA Today article on grief, and I want to address it next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego
Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.